Will climate change come up in the talks between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping? Last week, Trump revoked many of President Obama's executive orders on climate change and moved to dismantle the Clean Power Plan, which was supposed to curb greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. Meanwhile, China has emerged as a world leader in renewable energy, facing political unrest from the Chinese people over its ongoing pollution crisis. With the U.S. rolling back many of its policies, some say China will also pole vault to world leader on climate change. Imagine that. Kelly Sims Gallagher was a senior China advisor and the special envoy for climate change under President Obama. She's now a professor of energy and environmental policy at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Kelly, professor, welcome.
Thank you.
And boy, how the tables have turned. Your thoughts on how it was once, you know, you and others in the Obama administration really trying to cajole China into joining the thinking on cutting emissions. Now it's China, some would say, shaming the U.S.
Well, yes, indeed. What a difference a few months makes. It is true that the Chinese are seemingly determined to stay the course no matter what happens with the Trump administration. And that's very good news because the Chinese are the largest emitter of greenhouse gases globally by a lot. So it's very important that they continue to reduce their emissions domestically.
Well, and the leaders have been civil, but the Global Times, which is a state-run nationalist newspaper, so one would think this is what the Chinese leaders would say if they could. The Global Times chastised the Trump administration for, quote, brazenly shirking its responsibility on climate change, the Trump administration becoming the first government of a major power to take opposite actions on the Paris Agreement. Is China now the leader in addressing emissions and climate change?
Well, certainly in terms of its commitments to reduce emissions over the coming decade, I think it's fair to say that China's definitely the leader of developing countries. It was the first to set a peaking goal. In other words, that emissions would reach a peak and then turn around and start to be reduced. That's no small feat, given that China's an enormous country and relies very heavily on coal. In terms of absolute emissions reductions, other countries are ahead of China, but most of those countries are industrialized countries.
Well, I'm talking more about, you know, leadership and the talk, perhaps. I mean, when you talk about China's emissions dropping, coal consumption, we reported on this, when it declined, it surprised a lot of analysts because, as you say, so many people in China are still using coal. But how else is it showing signs that it absolutely is putting coal behind it?
Well, a few years ago, China instituted the first ever domestic coal consumption cap. So it actually, the government issued a total cap on the amount of coal that consumers and industry could use. And as a result, coal consumption has declined the last 2 years, and the carbon dioxide emissions also declined slightly during the last 2 years.
Well, in part, China might be propelled by the fact that its people are getting sick. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't breathe in some cities. So again, it has more to address. But looking forward, we understand China is also seeing battling climate change as good for its economy. How so?
Well, central to the Chinese economic reform agenda is the desire to reform the economy away from heavy industry, polluting industry, towards services and lighter industry. And as a natural consequence of that, if they're successful in the reform, their economy would move to cleaner industries and thereby achieve significant reductions in air pollution and greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah, there's a report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis that said China was the world leader in domestic investment in renewable energy, $103 billion invested in 2015, and then globally they've invested $32 billion in overseas deals involving renewable energy. And, you know, they see those as good investments.
Yeah, the Chinese view the renewable energy industry as the industry of the future, and they've invested heavily in these industries. They also have very stable policies underpinning those investments to provide predictability to the market. And so as a result, they've set a goal of achieving 20% of their energy consumption from renewable energy by 2030.
Yeah. Well, you said an important thing. They're a communist country, you know, led by a regime. So when they decide to go in a certain direction, there's no debate. You know, everyone is going in that direction. We in the U.S. have debate. Do you think that China in these talks, it's early days, but that China, I can't believe I'm saying the sentence, but that China might convince the U.S. leaders and the current administration to change their thinking on emissions and climate change?
It's very hard to predict how President Trump will respond to that kind of message. But indeed, I think the Chinese believe it is in the best interests of both countries to address climate change. We share the lion's share of the responsibility for causing climate change together. You know, the fact that climate change became a bright spot in the U.S.-China bilateral relationship during the end of the Obama administration was very important to the relationship between the two countries. It demonstrated that we had a mature relationship. We could agree on some things and work together, shouldering global responsibility, and disagree on other things. And it was a sign of the maturity of the relationship that we could do both at the same time.
Yeah, you helped strike that bilateral deal with China to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And so the question is, how might China now impact the Trump administration? But we've also been hearing reporting that if the U.S. pulls out of a leadership role, pulls out of the Paris Agreement, pulls out of the thinking of cutting emissions by certain dates and those kinds of commitments, that China might pull back as well. Do you agree?
China was always most comfortable sharing that leadership role. You may remember Xi Jinping put forth a theory of great power relations. And that theory essentially indicated that together, China would join other countries to shoulder responsibility for global issues such as climate change. And I think China feels very uncomfortable being the sole leader of any kind of global effort.
So this could maybe impact sort of the global fight on emissions and set China back, oddly, perhaps.
It's possible. I think the fact that the Paris Agreement entered into force and is a standing global treaty now gives China plenty of international cover for its domestic actions. And indeed, many other countries have already indicated that they intend to adhere to the Paris Agreement. And so there's safety in numbers. So I think most countries will continue to adhere to the agreement.
That's Kelly Sims Gallagher, professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts, senior China advisor and the special envoy for climate change under former President Obama. She worked directly with the Chinese. Professor Gallagher, Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you.